And good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse, and myself and my co-host, Dr. Eugene Zamperone, bring you the natural nurse and Dr. Z every Tuesday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on Progressive Radio Network. And we love to be a part of Progressive Radio. First of all, if you have friends that would like to listen to any of our shows, or if you'd like to listen to it again or find out the contact information for any of our guests, our shows are archived on Progressive Radio Network. So you can tune in 24/7 whenever it's convenient for you, which just makes it so much easier. And of course, there's lots of other shows right here on Progressive Radio Network. Today, we are very happy to have on board our guest, Mr. Alex Lubarsky. Alex was born in the former USSR, and he has been an advocate of, I would say, wellness medicine. After implementing wellness medicine for his own healing, he founded the Health Media Group, and that group is dedicated to bring the message of good medicine, hope, and healing to thousands of individuals who have had the pleasure of attending the over 50 live events he has produced over the last decade, although they're ongoing, so 50 is going to become an outdated number pretty soon, as well as the millions who he has reached via many channels of communication, such as his own radio show, print media, as well as digital. Alex supports wellness-oriented healers through avenues of entrepreneurship and concepts in market-driven healthcare. He has had the honor of hosting some of the top names in health and fitness at his events and on his radio shows, including Suzanne Summers, Carol Alt, and the legendary Jack LaLanne, one of my absolute favorites. Alex has recently written a book called The Art of Selling, The Art of Healing, How the Rebels of Today Are Creating the Healthcare of Tomorrow, and Why Your Life Depends on It. You can always find out more at navalexpo.com, where there's information about how to get free tickets, free magazines, and information about upcoming naval expos in your area, as well as online events that you can attend virtually. So, Alex, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Ellen. I'm happy to be here with you.
Oh, I see they got you on the line successfully. That's always great. I would like to start out talking about how you came up with the name of your book, The Art of Selling, The Art of Healing. What did that reflect to you?
Well, I've always thought of healing arts, and the doctors we represent are kind of artists, and I've always found that it's becoming more and more difficult for them to be, for them to practice art, and they're more becoming these stringent tools. So the art of healing is something that I think is an important aspect of healing, and but also selling is an important part of healing as well, because you have to sell people on a lot of different things for them to take the kind of action that will support their optimal health and well-being. So it kind of came together, the art of selling, the art of healing, and it sounds good to my brain.
Okay, and the front of the book, you have a beautiful little goldfish that's jumping out of the water. Did you pick that visual, and what does that reflect to you?
Well, I found that over my years of doing this, there are certain people in the healthcare industry who are just not willing to accept the status quo. And they are unique and beautiful individuals and rebellious by nature, I think, and they're just not willing to swim in the same little pond that everyone has been forced to swim in over the last however many years that healthcare has been controlled by the government and the insurance companies. So every once in a while you see a doctor just pop out of the tank and do their own thing, and I'm just inspired by these people over the years.
Well, that's a pretty good visual for that, because it's also a goldfish. So that's interesting, because, you know, reflecting about gold, about success, and then you see the little bit of water that the goldfish is jumping out of. And it almost reminds me of Jonathan Livingston Seagull, if you're familiar with that story. You know, taking a really a creative and different path, even if everyone else has been doing it a different way for years.
Mm.
So, you know, very, very, very nice. Now, I was so happy to be asked to actually review this book when you wrote it. And myself and many other healers did you know, write about how they felt about the book. So I'm going to share what I wrote. The Art of Healing, the Art of Selling, The Art of Healing is what I would call a sleeper. I started to peruse the pages, but quickly got drawn into it cover to cover. It's a worthy read on all levels. Alex artfully blends a homespun true story of grit, determination, and vision with life-enhancing wisdom and specific, easy-to-implement tips on how to support the health and sustainability of business. And that's one of the things I think you do uniquely. This organically allows practitioners to share information about natural therapies that increase the health of ourselves, our patients, and our families. And that's what I think this book really, really does, and what your Naval Expos do. And let's talk about the Naval Expo, because we can throw out some dates about when they're happening, but I do want people to know that they're not limited to those dates. That's why I support them going to navalexpo.com, because, you know, our shows are archived. So there are people listening today. We actually have, Alex, on our counter of our shows, that 134,000 people who download these shows from all over the country and the world. So even if we pick particular dates to discuss, we want them to understand that the Naval Expos are ongoing, and you've been doing them many years. To find out more at navalexpo.com. So when did you start Naval Expo, and why do you call it Naval?
Well, originally I called it the My Whole Life Expo, as in my entire life, my holistic life. I thought it was an excellent name. Until I found out there's a Whole Life Expo in a letter that I received from an attorney asking me to cease and desist. It was the first time I learned of that wonderful term. So I wanted a name that kind of reminds people every time they look in the mirror and they see their navel. But it stands for Nutrition, Aesthetics, Vitality, Efficacy, and Life. The event is really focused on the entire picture of life, educating and inspiring people to learn about the fundamentals of prevention, wellness, nutrition, you know, a certain lifestyle that supports the kind of life we all want to have, happy, disease-free, prosperous, and, you know, just a good kind of life. So that's what it stands for.
Oh, it's a creative name also. So when you started out, you know, you do share that you actually came here from the former USSR. How did you get here?
Well, I was 10 years old at the time. And
So you were a child brought into this country?
Yeah, so we immigrated. We went to Vienna. We stayed there for a couple of weeks. And then we went to Italy, and we lived in Lodispoli for a few months, and probably longer than we were supposed to. And then we came to New York, where my mother had one of her cousins, and we stayed with them for a little bit. And then we moved into our own tiny little one-bedroom apartment in Flushing, Queens.
It was a great story how you talk about, you know, how you, your dad got jobs and you started to work in terms of learning about entrepreneurship.
Well, I it was the only thing I knew, really, because that was the only thing my dad did when he first came to America. He didn't really have, a career he could fall back on. He was kind of a Russian. He was an entrepreneur in the former USSR, which was somewhat illegal. But
it was illegal to be an entrepreneur.
Well, yeah, I mean, you weren't allowed to buy something for one price and then sell it for a higher price. It was a criminal offense. But unless you were able to move within that society some kind of a creative way, then your only other option was to starve. You know, the kind of money that people made was not conducive to support any kind of a life. So if you have a family, you have certain responsibilities, you want to get some food, you got to have contacts. It's really a bizarre system, the Russian system was. So my dad was, you know, he was just a bright man who kind of figured out how the system worked a little bit and learned how to circumnavigate it. So when he came here, that was his natural, way of doing things. So he got involved in the entrepreneur world right away, although I'm sure he didn't think of himself as an entrepreneur, just a guy trying to make a buck. But he definitely taught me a lot about courageously sticking out your claim and doing something important and hopefully profitable.
And so that was something that you did and you got involved with. And then how did you, from there, meander on to even learning anything about something that even in this day and age, remarkably enough, it's still considered fringe, although I think that's that term for natural medicine is going to rapidly be obsolete. But nonetheless, how did you wander into the world of natural medicine?
Well, I always thought of myself as health conscious. You know, I quit smoking when I was 23. I was up to 3 packs of Marlboros per day.
Wait a minute. You were smoking 3 packs a day. That's quite a bit.
Yeah, I cracked open my 3rd pack, and I decided I'm going to stop now. So I quit smoking. I started running, so I ran. And I stopped eating fast food and things a while back just because I decided this is how I want to live my life. So when I kind of brushed against this whole industry, I thought I was pretty health conscious. I was more health conscious than everybody I knew. So so the way I came around it was my son, when he was 5 years old, he developed an ear infection. So around that time, I was marketing to doctors around New York. We had a team of psychologists, and we would bring them into different centers to do different type of tests. And I met a bunch of chiropractors, a bunch of medical doctors. I met a bunch of different doctors. And I met this one doctor in Jackson Heights, Dr. Acevedo. And I told him, listen, you know, my son is dealing with an ear infection, and they keep putting him on stronger and stronger antibiotics, and the doctor just went away on vacation. The doctor was prescribing these heavy-duty antibiotics. He said, when he comes back, he wants to do tympanic implants. He wants to do surgery and put little plastic tubes into his ears. So I was like, you know, I just don't want to go that route. Is there anything you can suggest? He goes, yeah, bring him to my office every day for the next 2 weeks. So I brought him in every day for the next 2 weeks. He did it. He adjusted his neck and whatever else he did. And his ear infection went away and never came back. So that already kind of piqued my interest a little bit.
And what did he do?
And
like a chiropractic adjustment?
Yeah, he adjusted them, adjusted his neck, adjusted his spine, whatever. I don't think he even prescribed any supplements or anything. He just adjusted them. And he cleared up whatever was blocking there, and the boy was fabulous ever since. When we had my daughter 5 years later, and she developed ear infection, we knew right away what to do. But this was our first endeavor into parenthood. So it was a little, we were kind of stumbling along. But that was a great find, and I think it made a huge impact.
I just want to talk here a little bit about your infection since we're on the topic, because it's really interesting that you started with that as your entry and saw how well it worked for your son, because I teach at medical schools all over the country, and one of the things that I teach is called non-pharmaceutical interventions for ear infections. Because it just so happens that the Journal of Pediatrics and all the mainstream medical journals now recommend that doctors do not jump into that round of antibiotics after antibiotics for ear infections in children, because the data shows that it doesn't necessarily aid with healing and that it causes the development of resistant strains. So the actual mainstream pediatric journals at this point in time recommend that physicians do something called watch and wait. But as you know, as a parent, if you came in and you didn't know that there's any alternative therapies that could be even tried, you know, as a client to the doctor, if you come in as a parent and say, my child has an ear infection, and the doctor does not take any particular action, you don't feel good about that visit. You feel like he's ignoring you. You feel like you didn't get the value for your office visit. So the doctors are being told by mainstream medicine to do something called watch and wait. That means don't give a prescription for antibiotics and don't do anything. That is actually the incorrect information. During that watch and wait period, what they should be doing is implementing a complete protocol of natural medicine, one of which is chiropractic adjustment, which vastly aids, just by adjusting the neck, it vastly aids that eustachian tube area. It helps it drain, which was probably what's going on with your beautiful son who now graduated college. I know him well. So what was so amazing is that now I am actually teaching doctors all around the country what to do during that watch and wait period. And there's many things you can do. Eustachian tube massage. The other thing I recommend is certain herbs such as echinacea and golden seal and mullein that helps the mucus drain from those ear canals and gives it a little bit of antimicrobial support, which are with herbs that do help with the infection but do not cause the creation of resistant strains of bacteria. It is a far superior method, and this way the patients can walk out with a protocol and feel like they're doing something for their child, which, by the way, is extremely effective. And then they probably will not need to move on to those more drastic measures, such as what you faced, which was the endless rounds of antibiotics, and then the next stage is implementing ear tube drainage, which has its own plethora of adverse effects. So, you know, really, that's very interesting that that was your, that happens to be a place that natural medicine shines in ongoing acute situations in childhood illness. So that's fantastic that you were able to find your way out. And it was almost by mistake because, like you said, your regular practitioner in terms of your doctor who had been giving you the antibiotics wasn't around that week.
Yep. Yep. That's how it went. So it was a kind of a little miracle. But, you know, people who are listening to this radio program who are, have access to you and the information that you share, that would have been such a blessing for me back in the day if I knew where to look. And so I stumbled upon it, but hopefully more people will learn through your efforts and the information that I share.
Well, that's why I think that I imagine that is a big part of your mission with creating Naval Expo, which is an expo, but now I know you're moving into other venues. I know we're doing an event coming up that's actually going to be, I don't know if it's going to be simulcast online or archived online.
Going to stream online. I want to create events that are promoted nationally that are focused on a particular area. And I'm going to bring different experts who are going to, you know, five or six different experts who are all going to talk about that one particular thing. And then we're going to promote it nationally, but also have a live event where we have people come to as well.
Yeah, that's a wonderful idea. So you've been having these live events for years, and they in and of themselves have grown organically. So you started out with a different name and a small event, and I've been attending these events, oh, I guess at least 10 years, and there's actually thousands of people that show up. It's absolutely fantastic.
Well, it was thrilling for me to see that I wasn't the only one who had some interest in you know, logic-based approaches to health and healing. And, you know, so we had a wool pulled over our eyes, and we all kind of followed each other, thinking that the medicine that was advertised to us on television, every other commercial that we grew up with as children here, that that's the way to approach health and healing. You got a headache, take a pill. The pill for the headache gives you stomach ache, take a pill. Antacid, you know, so it becomes this whole cycle of a downward spiral that I think will eventually create some kind of a chronic and very unpleasant disease for people.
Well, we see that it does. And, you know, then, of course, you have to wonder, because once people start on the course of one particular medication for one particular illness, very often that leads to four or five other meds that are required because of the adverse effect of the first one. So it's certainly a downward spiral, as you indicate. But I think one of the things that you promote so wonderfully at the Naval Expo is really people have to do these things for themselves. The health and healing experts can act as educators, but if you're talking about something like eating better, exercising, trying natural remedies, you can use the guidance of someone who's knowledgeable in natural medicine, but really it's about self steps that an individual has to commit to take in order to implement these. It's a very different concept than giving your power over to, okay, I'll take this pill and it will heal me.
Yeah. I think we as individuals have a lot of power, but somehow along the way we gave it up to some kind of a third-party entity, and we're kind of living our lives not giving a lot of thought to our health and well-being, and thinking that, you know, at some point when we get sick, that somebody out there is going to come and take care of us, which is a very shocking state of affairs once you get there and you find out that, you know, everybody's out for themselves. The insurance companies don't care about you or your health. The government doesn't care about you and your health. So then when you start struggling and looking for answers, the only thing they can do is provide some Band-Aids. It's going to move you along down the line and hopefully get you out one way or another. So the system itself is so skewed, and it's so, the context of it has been set up to create chronic disease. Whether it's done by accident or incident, I don't know. I don't want to speculate. I think that just a bunch of forces came together and created a perfect storm that is now kind of pushing all these people into the area of sickness and disease. So that's probably why we have a population of people that are sickest in the history of mankind. 70% of the population is taking some kind of a medication, so suppressing some kind of a symptom. So something is off someplace. And so we have a major health crisis in this country.
Well, you know, Alex, I want you to hold that thought. We're going to take a little break right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, which is brought to you on Gary Mills Network, Progressive Radio Network. Remember, you can check back anytime to listen to the shows that are archived here. We have several hundred shows archived, Progressive Radio Network, and we can find out more about Alex when we come back, and his book, The Art of Selling, The Art of Healing. And you can always find out more and about how you can attend the Naval Expo events by going to NavalExpo.com. We'll be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
On this edition of The Natural Medicine Chest, we'll discuss an herb we all know and love, cinnamon.
Ah, spicy, sweet smell of cinnamon. Everyone recognizes the familiar aroma of this common kitchen spice. But did you know that cinnamon is an exotic plant bark with a long history of medicinal use in many countries throughout the world? Cinnamon was listed as an herb with medicinal properties in Chinese literature as early as 2700 BC. It is described in the Chinese medical text, the Tang Materia Medica, written in 659 AD. Cinnamon also enjoys traditional use in Ayurvedic medicine, the ancient healing art of India. It is mentioned in the Book of Moses and has been cultivated in Ceylon and Sri Lanka since 1200 AD, where much of the world's supply is still grown.
In Europe, cinnamon was regarded as a rare and precious spice. Many pharmaceutical substances, such as cough syrups and digestive tonics, contain cinnamon. It was also used as an incense and in perfumes. According to Chamberlain, writing in France in 1887, cinnamon possesses the greatest antiseptic properties. Cinnamon is gathered from the dried inner bark of the branches of a small tropical evergreen laurel tree. The bark is peeled off, and as the pieces are dried, they curl up into quills. These are the common cinnamon sticks that are used in herb teas and for baking.
In Chinese medicine, cinnamon is one of the most widely used warming herbs to aid in circulation and digestion. It is a common ingredient in small amounts in tea used for nausea during pregnancy. It is also used following delivery to decrease hemorrhage. Cinnamon raises vitality, warms and stimulates all the vital functions of the body, counteracts congestion, improves the digestive system, relieves abdominal spasms, and aids in peripheral circulation. The essential oils contained in cinnamon include eugenol, cinnamonic aldehyde, methyl eugenol, tannins, and mannitol, which give cinnamon its sweet flavor. It also contains cinzenolin and cinzenolol, which are both known insecticides.
Try putting some liquid soap and cinnamon in a spray bottle and use on plants as an organic bug repellent. Cinnamon is also included in many medicinal recipes that are used for lice, scabies, and other skin parasites. Cinnamon has antifungal, antiviral, and bactericidal activities. It has been shown to suppress E. coli, Staphylococcus, and Candida albicans.
So, listeners, the next time you inhale that sweet, spicy aroma, remember there's more to cinnamon than meets the nose as you reach into your natural medicine chest.
Okay, and we are coming back. We're back now with the natural nurse and Dr. Z. Thanks for joining us for the Natural Medicine Chest. Dr. Eugene Zamperone and I have, many of those little pieces called the Natural Medicine Chest. And we originally taped those many years ago, actually. And then we made them into a book, and the book is also called The Natural Medicine Chest, and that's basically the written version of the Natural Medicine Chest radio show vignette that you hear every week right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And that's one of the ways that we bring you information about what you can do for yourself and your family to support your health. It's all about action that you take. And that is what our guest has also been focused on in his professional life as the promoter and supporter of a wonderful group called the Naval Expo, and that's navalexpo.com. And we are talking today to Mr. Alex Lebarski. Alex was born in the former USSR, which really has a lot to do with his formation of his world view about what's going on here as well in the United States. And after implementing wellness medicine for his own healing, he founded the Health Media Group that brings the message of good medicine, hope, and healing to thousands of individuals who have had the pleasure of attending the live events that he's been producing over the last decade, which are ongoing, as well as millions who have reached via many channels of communication, such as his own radio show and print and digital. He supports wellness-oriented healers through avenues of entrepreneurship and concepts in market-driven healthcare, and he has had the honor of hosting some of the top names in health and fitness, including Suzanne Summers, Carol Alt, and Jack LaLanne. So it's wonderful that we have archives from such healers as Jack LaLanne, who are no longer with us. Alex has come out with a new book called The Art of Selling, The Art of Healing, How the Rebels of Today are Creating the Healthcare of Tomorrow and Why Your Life Depends on It. And to find out more about the Naval Expos, which you can attend, just go to navalexpo.com. Now, one of the things you mentioned, Alex, that I really, really support is you talked about logic-based medicine. I don't think I've heard that term before. What do you mean by that?
Well, when I first came across healthcare, it didn't make any logic to me. I had a skin condition that eventually turned into psoriatic arthritis. And when I first had a little skin thing above my ear, I went to see a regular medical doctor because that's what I was supposed to do. So I had a pretty decent insurance, and we went to a pretty decent-looking office. And, my experience there was just, it was just bizarre. First of all, it took over a month to get an appointment with this doctor, which I thought, I thought we live in America. It should be, everything's supposed to be done very quickly here. But okay, so a month was fine. I get to the office, my appointment time, they made me wait in the office for an hour, and then they put me into another room for another 15, 20 minutes. So then finally the doctor comes in, sees me for exactly 3.25 minutes, looks at my skin, says, okay, you have psoriasis, here's some samples and a prescription. Thank you very much, have a nice day. And when I left that office, I just couldn't understand what happened. I mean, there's so much more to me than this flaky thing on my skin. So basically after that, I just put this cream on, and the condition would get better. A couple of weeks, it would get worse. I put more cream. It would go away. Then it would come back even more ferocious. And that kept going on until later I developed pain in my joints. Now my hips, I couldn't get up out of a chair. My fingers, I couldn't bend them. My wrists were hurting. I was disintegrated pretty quickly. I was 35 at the time, and I just looked at this whole system and I said, "This is just ridiculous. It's bizarre." And it was also right around that time that I was interviewing a lot of doctors on my radio program that I created a few months, maybe a year before that. And I keep hearing the same thing from all these doctors: the power that made the body heals the body. Health comes from the inside out and not outside in. We are responsible for our own health and well-being. We have to take responsibility. So I'm hearing all this over and over again, and then juxtapose that to this experience. It just boggled my brain. So I thought there had to be a better way, and I started looking for it. And that's what the Naval Expo and all the things that I've been doing kind of evolved into, is me looking for a better system than the one I experienced.
Well, that's a great story. So you're integrating your personal experience and sharing it with others. And let's talk a little bit about that, because, with arthritis, that's something that I'm very familiar with and treat all the time. And myself and Dr. Eugene Zamperone, we wrote a book called Arthritis, the Alternative Medicine Guide. And we have hundreds of cases like yourself. And it's not like instantly you're given a pill and the condition wraps up. You had to learn about perhaps maybe food allergies and some self-care techniques. And then there are supplements like T-cell balance. T-cell balance can actually help turn off the autoimmune response, but that's because it's a combination of Romania, cordyceps, and rosemary, which are specific herbs that have active constituents that help to stop the body from attacking itself, which is what psoriatic arthritis is. It is an autoimmune issue. But you have really made stellar changes by really being focused on what actions you yourself can take, and then translating that into creating the Naval Expo as a means of telling other people that they can have logic-based medicine. And truthfully, it is evidence-based as well, because there are so many scientific studies supporting the actions that you took and the actions that you are helping others find avenues of expression through. So it was really exciting to see that as you progress through your own personal health and wellness journey and then wanting to share it with others.
Well, thank you very much.
Now, what do you mean when you talk about market-driven health care?
This might take a little time. Well, what I found as I've been in this industry is that a lot of the doctors who operate within this integrative care, this functional medicine concept, is they don't take insurance. And the reason they don't take insurance or government payments is because If they did, they could no longer practice functional medicine. Somewhat of a paradox. I had the one friend of mine, Dr. Mickey Gelb, say that when you sign up with a provider, you can no longer think for yourself. So when you accept the contract from the insurance company that you're going to accept payment from them, you're also going to accept their terms.
So let's just say when the doctor goes on board and becomes part of one of these insurance groups.
Right. So when the doctor develops a relationship besides the contract with an insurance company, they accept their money from this insurance company, but they also accept their terms, which in a quick synopsis is, you can see your patients for as long as you want. We're just going to pay you for 3.5 minutes of your time. So do with that what you will. And most doctors, of course, you know, just to become viable and be able to pay their rent and their expenses, see you for 3.5 minutes. So integrative doctors are market-driven doctors because they don't accept payment from third party. They have created a direct relationship between themselves and their patient. And I think ultimately that is the context in which optimal health and well-being is going to thrive. When you don't have third-party intervention telling the doctors how to practice and controlling the system to basically manage chronic disease. None of the system is focused on wellness and prevention and lifestyle medicine. None of it.
That's very true. And what I find is that, of course, then some people can afford to pay out of pocket, others can't. But there are clinics around that I'd like to share right now because, for instance, if you are in the New York metro area, there's a naturopathic college very close to us, and that is at the University of Bridgeport. And at the University of Bridgeport, they have a naturopathic clinic as well. And that goes on a sliding scale. And also, because they are naturopathic doctors in Connecticut, where naturopathic medicine is a fully licensed healthcare art, and can be considered mainstream medicine, very often insurance will be accepted by them that would not be accepted in New York for an alternative practitioner or a natural medical practitioner. So it's just good to know that that clinic is at the University of Bridgeport Naturopathic Clinic, is available on a sliding scale, but it does the individualized, naturally oriented medicine that you present. So many wonderful practitioners who do that at Naval Expo. And then there are wonderful doctors like someone that often lectures at Naval Expo, and I am a big fan of, is Dr. Alexis Hugelmeyer. And she actually does have integrative medicine, and then she also accepts insurance for certain intakes and blood work. So she's really integrating the best of both worlds there.
Dr. Hugelmeyer is amazing, and I have no idea how
amazing.
She does it. But she does accept insurance, and she does, even though she's reimbursed pennies on the dollar for, you know, just a few minutes of her time, she'll spend a half an hour with her patients, but, you know, she just wants to heal people, and she's using whatever tools she can find to accomplish that goal. So, yeah, no, she's remarkable, and she's unique for sure.
And that's why it's over a year to get into her office. You know, that's the other thing, this very limited availability. But one of the things is by going to Naval Expo, I tell all of my patients and everywhere I lecture to go to Naval Expo because the way you have that set up, Alex, it's completely accessible to anyone.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a local Long Island event that is kind of morphed into something that attracts people from the local area, sure, but people come from all over the New York area. They come from New Jersey. They come from the Bronx. They fly in from different states. We've had people come from as far as Washington State and California. So, we really bring together some interesting, revolutionary, and passionate people who not only provide you with the information about health and healing, but they inspire you and remind you that, you know, you are a magnificent, complicated, beautiful, buoyant creation, and you can heal is the bottom line. That's the message. You can heal if you keep looking, if you keep searching, And if you don't give up, but you also have to look and search in the right place. You can go to 10 allopathic doctors, and all 10 will spend 3 minutes with you and prescribe some kind of a chemical concoction, and you'll find no answers to your particular problem. So you got to keep looking, but you got to look in the right place, I think.
And what you provide at Naval Expo is, I would say, the most difficult thing about attending a Naval Expo event, every single hour you have 5 or 6 top-notch presenters. So I would say the most challenging part of the day is deciding which lecture you want to go to, although people are completely free to wander into one lecture for a while and then another one. I myself, you know, actually am guilty of doing that. I'll tell you what I do. I sometimes go in and I take the handouts, I listen to someone for a while, and then I might go to the next one. But this way I introduced myself to a person, and of course that might not be someone's style. They may want to just, you know, be in one. But by having so much available, they can actually come, and at a very minimum cost and mostly free, because you give out so many free tickets to your events everywhere, and basically the cost is so minimal anyway. I don't think you've ever turned anyone away who can't pay to walk in the door for $10 or whatever it is. So it's really an event that attracts a huge crowd. And this way, if they are searching or even thinking about moving towards what you call logic-based medicine, what I'm calling evidence-based medicine, and what is naturally referred to as holistic medicine, natural medicine. I don't like the word alternative anymore, because I really actually think it should be the first choice, not the alternative. But you make people be able to come, learn about the various topics, but also personally meet the healers and see, you know, who's the right one for them. Because different people have different, vibe ratios with individuals. So what a fantastic thing that you offer.
Thank you very much. It's definitely a labor of love, Helen.
Yeah, and it's an exciting day. People get to meet each other. I know I meet a lot of guests that I have right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, and that you have on your radio show. And tell us about your radio show.
Well, I started the radio show about 12 years ago, I guess, maybe 13 now. And originally it was on the local Long Island station that I did for 10 years straight. And then that station changed and they went ethnic, so they sold the station, whatever. So I was in limbo for a little bit, but then I found Block Talk Radio, which I like so much because you can do a live show. I can do it right here from my office studio, and then it can be archived. It can be promoted via Internet or Facebook nationally, internationally, and it's a pretty great system, I love it. So I can interview anybody at any time. I don't have to have a specific set time to do it. And, so I've interviewed
hundreds
and hundreds
of different. How do people find those broadcasts?
I'm sorry?
How do people find the archive?
They would go to Block Talk Radio and look for Health Media Group, Health Media Live.
Okay, great. So it's Blog Talk Radio and then Health Media Group. And do you have a link to it from NavalExpo.com?
We will.
That's a good thing to have, because that makes it very, very easy to find. Now, we're going to take another break right here, Alex, and then we'll be coming back again. And we'll talk about some of the keynote speakers that are coming up. I know you have a few events coming up, as well as the streaming. That's
streaming.
A new venue that you're venturing into, which is very exciting as well. So we will be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
PRN.FM, your station for progressive viewpoints on politics, economics, health, the environment, and a whole lot more. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Hi there, this is Harvey Wasserman. I am the host of the Solartopia Green Power Wellness Show, which airs every Monday at 3 p.m. at PRN.FM. We cover the great issues of your health and wellness, of the health and wellness of the planet, of moving ahead towards a Solartopian, green-powered, holistic Earth. Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Gary Null's incisive documentary and informational films on today's most crucial issues have won dozens of international awards. As a free service to listeners, acclaimed films such as War on Health and Seeds of Death are available to watch in their entirety online. Just go to YouTube and search for Gary Null. Thank you for your continued support.
The story behind the story, your story, my story, is all in the mix on Lead Stories right here on PRN.FM. This is Utrice Lead inviting you to share your thoughts and opinions and expand your knowledge about critical issues of the day, Monday through Friday, right after Gary Null's show. Listen live to a broadcast or get Lead Stories whenever you want from PRN's archive. You can even rate the show on iTunes. Now pass the word. Tell this story to everyone you know. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Stay tuned to PRN.FM for more empowering ideas from Progressive Voices. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Right here with more on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And if you'd like to join us in person at any of the Naval Expos or any of the other events that we have going on, just go to naturalnurse.com and click on schedules. The Naval Expo is listed there twice. One is September 12th, which is an event in Huntington at the Vitamin Shop. And the next one is also November 8th. And I do want to remind you, if you're listening to this show as an archive and these dates are gone, just go to navalexpo.com to find out more about all of the events that Alex is running, or go to naturalnurse.com under schedule to find all the events that Dr. Zamperone and I are doing. Coming up right away, we have an herb class, and that's at Restoration Farm in Bethpage. That's on September 8th, which I guess is already tomorrow. Wow. really running along here. Maybe it's the 9th. I think it is tomorrow on Wednesday. We also have online classes through the Florida School of Holistic Living, which are CEU certified. So if you're a professional, you can take our online classes in such things as herbs, homeopathics, running an herbal business, FDA requirements for herbal manufacturers. All of these classes you get CEU credits for. And you can join us in Chinatown on October 4th to learn about just visiting all the ancient Chinese traditions. So lots and lots going on. And coming up very soon are Naval Expo events. So we have with us today author Alex Lebarski and his book, The Art of Selling, The Art of Healing, How the Rebels of Today Are Creating the Healthcare of Tomorrow, and Why Your Life Depends on It. Find out more at navalexpo.com. And Alex, let's talk about the up-and-coming events. I know that you have several.
Sure. So we created a little partnership with the Vitamin Shop. So we're doing events in and around the different vitamin shops throughout Long Island. We did one in Riverhead, which came up very nicely. It was our first attempt at something like that, but we definitely see the potential in it. Then we're doing one in Huntington on Route 110, and we'll be doing others in the future. But then we have a New York City event that's a little bit larger. It'll be our fifth event in New York City on September 20. 7th, and then, of course, the Naval Expo on Long Island in November 8th.
Now, at the event that's on the 12th, September 12th, which is actually coming up this week, amazingly enough, how will it be streamed? So, and how could people who aren't going to come physically but might be listening to our show, you know, we have listeners all over the country and the world, how could they attend or visit an archive where it will be saved? How would that happen?
It's going to be linked to the navalexpo.com, so people that would like to, they can just go there and register for the streaming and attend digitally anywhere in the world.
Okay, so that's during the live streaming. And then what if they miss the live streaming? There'll be a link to it also on navalexpo.com?
We're still working on that part, but yes, there should be a link to all the archived events.
Oh, well, that's really exciting. So this is a whole new venture into the digital
world. Listen, we're all connected by computer, and not everybody can come for one reason or another all the way to Long Island and attend the live event. And we won't be able to stream all the lectures at the larger events, but we'll stream some of them. And at least there'll be some information which can be just as transforming as attending a live event. So I think it's a great way to get more information out to more people.
It definitely is. And the live event is always so exciting because you have a whole room full of vendors where people, let's say they've heard about vegetable juice, but that's a little bit of a foreign concept to them. They can actually try it.
Well, there's nothing like attending a live event. For me personally, I love attending live events because, you know, you might attend the lecture and it might be wonderful, but really you meet somebody by a vendor table and they'll say something that will transform your whole experience on this planet. So it's like kind of immersing yourself into that three-dimensional experience, taking yourself out of your life and just bombarding your mind with all this different revolutionary information. I think it's the most effective way to really make an impact in your behavior. But, you know, something's better than nothing, so you can definitely get some information and attend the event digitally, and hopefully it'll motivate you enough to attend one live at one point.
Right, and you can also share with us some of the fantastic speakers that you have had at various events ongoingly and who might be coming up.
Oh, my goodness. We've had really some amazing authors and celebrities of every kind. Bernie Siegel.
I'll tell you who I love, Dr. Lice.
Who wrote
that? That was a really inspirational lecture.
He's remarkable. He's so, the way he speaks and the way he communicates his message through stories and through his, it's just an amazing, amazing man. He's not a speaker. He's a transformational experience, Dr. Siegel. Then we had Carol Ault, who is so vivacious and so brilliant. I mean, she knows. She's like a doctor, really. I mean, she knows so much stuff about so many things. She had cancer, cervical cancer, that Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez helped her resolve. And she's just on a mission to educate people about you know, raw food, the raw food diet, and the supplements, and all the stuff she talks about. So she's amazing. Then we had somewhat of a controversial figure, which I'm sure you know, Kevin Trudell.
He gave a
Kevin,
fantastic,
you know, for
presentation.
All his fault,
fantastic.
He was amazing, and he was, you know, he really awakened a lot of people to this holistic approach, preventative approach, and the whole infrastructure of the modern society that is creating so much sickness and disease. So good or bad, he's definitely a rebel, and he definitely got some information to a lot of people. His books, Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know About, sold like 50 million copies. I mean, so he did something.
He did a lot. And, of course, right now I believe he's incarcerated, unfortunately. A lot of that is because he insisted on speaking the truth.
That could be a problem in our society, it seems.
And also, let's send out, you know, loving message to Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, who, by the way, was a personal friend of mine. I worked with him years ago with Dr. Serafina Corsello in New York. We had hundreds of patients actually in common. Dr. Gonzalez was, and I have to say was, because of his very recent and sudden passing, just a fabulous personality. And it's so wonderful that Carol's, you know, carrying on his message. And it's really just, you know, I guess sad that he's no longer with us. And he was not an elderly person either. So I was actually shocked to hear of his passing.
It was heartbreaking and shocking for sure.
And he was a wonderful guy, and he helped hundreds and hundreds of people. But his books are available. That's why these archives are important. People can hear Dr. Nick Gonzalez on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, all the very specific sharing that he did. People can come to the Naval Expo to meet many of the healers that are teaching today. And so that's why, you know, you never know how long some of us will be here, where we can actually meet in person and fashion our lives on things that work, which Alex refers to as logic-based medicine. That's a new term for me. I'm always learning more as well. And I like to refer to as evidence-based medicine, because natural medicine is evidence-based. It has a higher rating for efficacy and a much higher rating for safety than conventional medicine. Not that there's not a place for conventional medicine. That's fantastic, too, when it's required. Everything, bringing it together, would really be the logical choice. And, of course, making it accessible in a way that healers and those who are seeking healing can work together for long periods of time, not just 3 minutes like you refer to many times, Alex. So we're actually coming to the end of the show. So what parting message would you like to give our listeners? And please, again, let us know how the best way to get in touch with you.
Well, the best way to get in touch with me is alex@healthmedia.us or our office here, 516-596-8974. And my parting message really is that seek and ye shall find, my friend, because there's a lot of great people out there. There's a lot of great information. Just because they're telling you something is terminal doesn't necessarily mean it's terminal. It may mean that in their particular approach, they have no answers, but there are answers, and you got to keep looking. You can't give up the fight. You got to keep looking. That's my message.
And one of the best places to look, I would say, is go to navalexpo.com, because you can meet so many practitioners that way. You can get to meet them in person. You can listen to Alex's radio show. You can just, but through your seeking, find out the best person for you. So thank you so much for being our guest today, Mr. Alex Lebarski, author of The Art of Selling, The Art of Healing. And carry on your great work. I look forward to seeing you at the up-and-coming Naval Expos.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kama. You're a pleasure.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us once again for The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z right here on Progressive Radio Network. Visit us on the archives at prn.fm or visit naturalnurse.com and click schedule to find out all the ways you can interact with us in person as well as via the internet and phone, etc. So until next time, this is Ellen Kamai, The Natural Nurse, hoping that you stay healthy.